If you eat out in Nashville, Tennessee, you might find an item on the menu called hot chicken. Chefs in Nashville add pepper and other spices to batter before they fry up the chicken, adjusting the heat according to how brave the diner decides to be. Well, now hot chicken is crossing the Tennessee border. KFC is loading up a food truck with its version of hot chicken and taking it to other cities called Nashville, Nashville, Minnesota, Nashville, Indiana, and so on. Blake Farmer from Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee, has the story of the real thing.
Fortunately, I have audio of the first time I experienced Nashville Hot Chicken, and it is an experience. It was 2010, Prince's Hot Chicken Shack, the originator, and an increasingly well-known dive.
It's got a burn to it. Whoa, hiccups. I've always had this problem. Hiccup when I eat hot food.
And that was on medium hotness. I've built up a bit more tolerance since then. But this is not your saucy buffalo wing with a little kick. We're talking about deep red, might I say scary red, piece of fried chicken, a breast and wing, if you're doing it right, stacked on a piece of cheap white sandwich bread with a few pickles. Owner Andre Prince says everyone responds a bit differently.
One man said it took the hair off his chest, and another said it put hair on his chest because that was a teenager.
As family legend goes, more than 70 years ago, Thornton Prince stayed out all night doing who knows what. As his lady cooked him breakfast the next morning, she snuck a boatload of hot pepper into the fried chicken batter. To her great surprise, he liked it. So do a lot of people. Tammy Osborne says she'll wait for hours.
Seriously, if you have never ate it, once you eat it, you're addicted. You got to have it.
Before KFC's attempt, other small-timers tapped into this cult following. Aki Hines ate Prince's Hot Chicken as a little girl and started a place called 400 Degrees nearly 10 years ago.
Prince's Chicken inspired me and influenced me, and the guy that owns Pepper Fire would frequent 400 Degrees every week. So I inspire Pepper Fire, and I inspire Hattie B's. So it's all good, you know? It's enough for everybody. One, two.
As Hines drops breasts and wings into a fryer, she says she and the other purveyors of hot chicken welcome the competition from a chain, not that they think KFC will serve up anything close to authentic.
I guess I was offended if I didn't stay busy, but we get up to a two-hour wait every day and I can't keep up. Now, I would be offended if it affected my business, but it doesn't, so I'm okay with it.
There's no sign of a downturn. Hot chicken is now a thing for people visiting Nashville. A group of out-of-towners here for a convention pick the hottest spice level. Hines rolls her eyes when her cashier hands over the ticket.
Oh, my God, this is what I hate. You get people who've never had hot chicken, and they're not accustomed to the real heat. Like, this is the real heat. And they order it, and then it's not edible.
Hines says she doesn't even eat her hottest chicken.
And they're older ladies. These old women can't eat this. Moni, go talk them out of it.
Hines' cashier goes and gives the warning, but these women have heard about Nashville hot chicken and want the full effect.
I know what I can do.
We're going to be adventurous.
Okay.
The chicken comes out a menacing blood red. Hannah Daniels, originally from Liberia, where spicy peppers are a staple, gets to work.
Mmm. It's not all that hot.
No.
I mean, it's hot, but it's not unbearably hot.
Okay, now I feel like a wimp. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I want some. It's Here and Now.